We've got a question here from Holly Trantham in the US who says, does cooling rubber slow its degradation? It's very hot and humid where I live, and I find that bags of rubber bands degrade faster than I can use them. I'm going to store them in the refrigerator to see if that helps. Will it? It's so irritating to find that I need some and they've lost their spring. So, Ben, will it?
Actually, the thing that usually causes rubber to go off, rather than being slightly too warm, is exposure to a chemical that degrades the rubber. So there's some types of polymer, things like ozone in the atmosphere can react with. But even without that, actually, light is one of the big problems. Light can split oxygen into these radical species, these peroxides, and over time, these degrade the structure of the rubber. So rather than keeping it cold, keeping it in the dark would certainly help. Now, it's interesting about the cold, because actually, if you cool rubber down too much, you actually cause it to decompose much faster. And this is due to the rubber falling below something which we call the glass transformation or glass transition temperature, when it sort of has these rubbery-like properties. If you go below that temperature, it becomes brittle. Now, one of the most famous consequences of this was actually the cause of the Challenger shuttle disaster back in 1986. So the O-rings, which were made of rubber in the kind of engines and the boosters for the rocket, were very cold on the launch pad that day because it had sort of very freezing, very low temperature conditions. And therefore, they weren't flexible enough to seal properly. And then this led to sort of hot gases coming out and eventually the very sad disaster. So, and this was sort of demonstrated quite famously by Richard Feynman in sort of the inquest when he sort of took one of these bits of rubber and sort of put it in a glass of ice water in front of the panel and showed how brittle it became. So I'd be careful about sort of sticking it in the freezer. That might not be the best thing to do.
But when it warms up again, wouldn't it go back to normal behaviour?
Yes, but I'd say one of the main things is keeping it out of light. And if you could keep it in a sort of airtight container so it doesn't, for example, have oxygen and so on get to it, that might help as well.
So keep them in a sealed dark box?
Yes.
Okay, well, I hope that's some good advice for you there, Holly.